Okay. That water is going to be, I need some air. Okay. Bezat Hashem. Bezat Hashem na'aseh v'natzliach. This class, Bezat Hashem, should be Bezat Hashem. This would find those three boys. The Abedah should come back, Bezat Hashem. I'm going to just speak a little about the, I don't call it technique, but an approach to learning Likutei Moran and maximizing it. And to do that, just some introductions about the greatness of Rabbi Nachman and the greatness of his book Likutei Moran, and how mamash it's a lifesaver, and it's not an option, it's a must in order to survive in today's society. It basically starts with a statement made by Rabbeinu in Chaim Moran, the book Tzadik in English, where he says that before Hashem gives a green light, an okay, for an outstanding tzaddik to come down to the world, along with all the revelations that it comes with, so you can manage, you can be mistader, you can manage to serve Hashem as it is, status quo, with the Torah available, the normal traditions and everything, and that's that. As it's handed down from generation to generation, it's enough. But once Hashem lets down a tzaddik of outstanding caliber down to the world, it becomes impossible to survive without the aid of that tzaddik. And Avraham Rav Nachman, one of the authors of the biggest, deepest commentaries on the Likutei Moran, Bir Likutim, explains that it's like the theory of relativity, Lahavdil, that when Hashem lets the green light for a tzaddik to come down to the world, along with it comes equal forces of impurity and darkness and confusion that correspond to the same level of the tzaddik. So now it's impossible to survive from those darknesses and those attacks without the help of the tzaddikim. And this explains why in the past 200 years it's been extremely, extremely difficult for Jewish survival as a whole, and also on a personal level, all types of crazy diseases and sicknesses and mental illnesses that were never heard of really 300, 400, 500, 600 years ago, where people more or less were in a normal frame of simplicity in life. They had a regular Yetzirah and everything, but today what's going on is absolutely nuts with the type of sicknesses people have, especially with the development of the internet, where the imagination has just reached unlimited levels of craziness and levels to introduce people to existence that they never had. So it's understood that all this is because there exists tzaddikim like Rabbeinu, like Rabbi Nachman. So, being that the case, commensurate to how much the attack is strong, one has to battle it. What's special about Rabbi Nachman and his teachings is also he, as a tzaddik, has endless levels of connection. It's not like, okay, I go to a Breslov class, I know Rabbi Nachman's teachings, that's not enough. Because the Yetzirah is always changing, and Rabbi Nachman once said about him that he's what's called Hechal HaMishtanot, he's always changing. His levels, he's always growing. He said in his lifetime that in Sichot Aran, that every second for him was like a different world. He can accomplish at the end of his life in 1 second what it took him 30 years to do. He can now do in half a minute. It's unbelievable. And Tzaddikim, Rav Nosson explains in the Likutei Halachot, after they pass away, they keep on growing. It's growing and growing and growing and growing. And Keneged Zeh, equal to that, you have the attacks of the Yetzirah. So now that Rabbi Nachman is growing, fine and dandy, you know, he passed away 200 years ago. What does it mean that he's growing? It means there's still till today endless levels of depth to connect to his teachings and to learn his teachings, the attitude, the approach. And commensurate to how much a person is being squeezed by the Yetzirah, that much is demanded of the person to go into his teachings. And it won't suffice even a superficial learning of Rabbi Nachman's teachings, commensurate to the battles that one is being faced with. One has to go deeper. And malasot. If I see I'm being attacked, it's because there's something precious within me. Like, for example, in the story of the exchange children, in Rabbi Nachman's stories, the true prince, if you remember the story, he was bemoaning, why am I being attacked? Why? If I'm really not the king's son, and I'm really the servant's son, I don't deserve this. And if I am really the king's son, I'm being pursued like this, for sure I don't deserve this. Why? To bring him to his potential. Like the man of the forest, if you remember the story, he said, go to the city, the empire where the king is stupid, a fool, and the nation is wise, go there, and there you'll come to your greatness. In other words, that a person is going through what they're going through in life, is to push them to their potential. They have a potential, and they're being squeezed in order to get to that potential. So now Rabbi Nachman offers endless levels of teachings. They're all simplicity. They're all in simpler, but they're like Rabbi Nachman explains, in Pshitut and Tmimut, there's endless depth. And in this case, also in this context, I have a simple attitude, but if I'm now under attack and more is being demanded of me from heaven, which is showing itself for what I'm going through in life, I must delve deeper. So over the years, it's been 200 years now that Rabbi Nachman passed away, and there's been the movement called the Breslev Hasidim. There've been, and the book has been left in a way, so to speak, more or less untouched. It's just generations after students, starting with Rabbi Nosson, of course, Rabbi Nachman's main disciple, they began in a way in hidden format to begin to show the endless depth hidden in the Likutei Moran. Came along again, Rabbi Nachman, the author of the deepest commentary available until now on the Likutei Moran called Bir Likutim. And he discovered 18 rules how to learn the Likutei Moran in depth. We can't go into all of them, they're deep, fine. But a few that stick out that are relative to everybody, one that really sticks out is one rule where he explains that the more, as Rabbi Nachman was revealing a lesson in the Likutei Moran, he activated the ideas mentioned, the rectifications mentioned, and the lesson became activated. And it goes on till today. The more a person learns the Likutei Moran, the more he goes into it and touches it, the more he begins to activate the ideas in the lesson, and he begins to see things in life related to the lesson. So what does that mean? When you have the regular attitude people, they go to a Breslev class, wow, that's exactly what I'm going through right now, that they can connect. The normal attitude when people hear a class in Rabbi Nachman's teachings, that's exactly what I needed to hear, that's exactly what I'm going through, that attitude, fine, that's understood. It's deeper in that. He says, Rabbi Nachman, at the end of lesson Ayah, if you remember Ayah, Tehman part 2, lesson 12, he says, the Torah goes before a person. The Torah goes before a person, meaning what? In this context, that the more a person connects, he gives himself over to a lesson in the Likutei Moran, which in other words, he's giving over himself to his Rebbe, to Rabbi Nachman, to give me the guidelines in my life. So I give myself commensurate to that, the lesson begins to unfold, and things in life happen because of the lesson, not the opposite. Oh, I'm connecting what's happening in my life. The lesson is showing what's happening in my life. It's exact opposite, is that my life is unfolding because of the lesson. That's the greatness of the Likutei Moran, which shows, if I do want to work on certain areas in my life, certain areas that require major, major attention, learning and believing in the lessons in the Likutei Moran, specifically those which match what I need right now in my life, they can make major, major breakthroughs and major, major developments in life. Fine. So that was just a general outline of the importance of the Likutei Moran. And quickly, we don't have that much time, sorry about that. But in a nutshell, I'm going to try to give just a quick summary how to use the Likutei Moran in a personal approach. Rabbi Nachman, he said clearly in the end of Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, Sichot Aran, that he wanted us to have two study sessions in his book, Likutei Moran. One, a general one, from cover to cover, going through the lessons, being familiar with the concepts of Rabbi Nachman of Likutei Moran. Fine, great. To go over that again and again and again, till a person knows the Likutei Moran off by heart. And the Baruch Hashem, there's many classes available. They have a Daf Yomi, Amud Yomi, Likutei Moran, and now it's all in English, so people can go through the book on a surface level. But the second type of learning, which is really a personal learning, it's not like a group learning, because each person has different needs. One person, for example, in the supermarket is looking for oranges, another person is looking for meat, another person for dairy. So according to my needs, I can find that lesson. It's true that every lesson in Likutei Moran is universal. Every lesson, every lesson in Likutei Moran talks to me, it connects to me, these are ideas that are beautiful. But, like Rabbi Nachman told Rav Nosson, I want a student who's so expert in my teachings that as soon as somebody comes looking for something, he can immediately hand that person what he's looking for, like the analogy of a store with fabrics. It's in the book Tzadik, Chaim Moran. A person has fabric stores and he has on the shelf lined up with the spitz picking out the materials. And someone comes looking for, I'm looking for a blue fabric with little yellow stars and silver lamination, whatever. And he pulls it out immediately, showing the beauty, the good quality of the garment. So too, Rabbi Nachman said, I want someone who's so expert in my teachings, who is referring to Rav Nosson, that as soon as somebody comes looking for something, a lesson, an idea, he can immediately give it to him. This shows us the attitude of the Likutei Moran. You can learn. You can go to a regular shir in Likutei Moharan where it's going to cover ideas. And by the way, wow, that's Siyata Deshmaya, I needed to hear that. Fine. But it's a deeper level if you know more or less what you're looking for in life. Like Rabbi Nachman himself said, I can only help a person who comes to me and tells me what he needs. That's a much deeper level, a much profound, much more intimate connection to Rabbi Nachman's Likutei Moharan. And the results are much more deeper also. And it also especially enhances what? Lemaisen? The Hitvodidut. Rav Nosen, it's found in the back part of Hishtabchut HaNefesh. Only the Hebrew version of outpouring of the soul. In Hishtabchut HaNefesh, at the back you have a very powerful Likutei Halachot. It's called Hilchot Rosh Chodesh HaLachahei. And there Rav Nosen talks about the greatness of turning Torah lessons into prayers. And Rav Nachman, he said that this is the greatest type of prayer. And Hashem never had the light, Sha'ashuim Ka'elu, since the time of creation. Where a person, after hearing Torah teachings from Tzadikim, from true Tzadikim, then goes out and davens about them, that type of Hidvoridut, that type of prayer is super duper great. And he goes into explaining ideas, with Tzitzit, etc., he says there. But the idea is that in Hidvoridut, Rabbi Nachman left the door open. Because in the 200 years that Breslev is existing, Hidvoridut is a personal devotion. Everyone has their way of doing Hidvoridut. However, Rav Nosen here, he says, by learning teachings of Tzadikim, you're infused to daven, when you daven about the ideas that Tzadikim are giving to you on a very personal level, it infuses your Hidvoridut much, much more powerful. It becomes a joke to do an hour Hidvoridut. It's nothing. When the Tzadikim teachings on a very personal level, like a very personal diagnosis matching what you're going through, and it's connecting to you, it's connecting to every fiber of your day, so the Hidvoridut is much more enhanced. Even though we need also a general Hidvoridut. We need it. You need it every day. Every day we're not necessarily into it. We have ups and downs every day. One day we're really on a high, another day we're like a dead rock. Every day is different, and there has to be consistency in talking to Hashem. But when the wave is up, and the heart is opened, then really like a rock letting out water, last week's parsha, a person can really, really do Hidvoridut. In Breslev, Rav Shmuel Shapira used to say, this is the one main usages of the Likutei Tfilot. Normally people who are connected to Rabbi Nachman's teachings, they have a specific seder in talking to Hashem in their own words. And by the way, they also read Likutei Tfilot. Likutei Tfilot, I'll explain a bit what it is and its importance. Rabbi Nachman, he's mentioned the greatness of somebody who can actually turn the Torah lessons in Likutei Moharan into prayers. He really wished that someone would come along. He hinted to it. He didn't say that he ordered Rabbi Nosson, but he hinted to the greatness of somebody who can take the lessons in Likutei Moharan and write prayers out of them. And Rabbi Nosson knew and felt that Rabbi Nachman really wanted this to be done. So he started to record his own Hidvoridut on the lessons in Likutei Moharan, which are the prayers in Likutei Tfilot. They're so powerful that you can open anywhere in Likutei Tfilot, and the miracle, it talks exactly what you're going through in life. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. But each prayer is based on a lesson in Likutei Moharan, and each prayer, he said, Rav Nosson, comes from the 15th gate. He said it with such an earnest, such an honesty, such a self-negation to the Likutei Moharan when writing these prayers, that if you say a prayer on a lesson like Likutei Moharan, it connects to you, especially if it's the lesson that you're working on, you feel you need, it really opens you up. So Rav Shmuel Shapira used to say, Rav Nosson used to say every day that people who are connected to Rabbi Nachman's teachings and don't say the prayers of Likutei Tfilot, you're going to give an accounting. You're going to give a din b'cheshbon on every day that you don't say Likutei Tfilot. What's going on here? It's not said about Likutei Moharan. It's not said about other Breslev books, at least as far as Rav Nosson is concerned. But about the prayers in the Likutei Tfilot, they're super duper powerful. So Shmuel Shapira used to say, you can use the Likutei Tfilot as to start the motor running. It's not instead of Hidvoridut. No one says that, God forbid. The main force is your words. But you can use the Likutei Tfilot to start your motor running. If you have no words, you feel like you can't connect, the prayers in Likutei Tfilot, especially if it's a prayer on a lesson that you're working on that connects to what you're going through in life, unbelievable. It opens doors that now the Hidvoridut comes gushing forth. So, again, time is limited. I just wanted to give a brief outline of what books can be used together. I didn't come necessarily to give just the Dvar Torah. I want to give something that you guys can take with you, B'ezrat Hashem, afterwards, to know that there is a maximum usage in Likutei Moran, and it goes on and on and on and on. Here are just some basic tools how to use Likutei Moran on a personal level. Again, there are classes in Breslov, there are classes in Likutei Moran, it's great. But ultimately, it's your personal connection to Rabbi Nachman that will make things moving on a personal level. For this, Rav Nosson in his lifetime, he passed away young at age 65, he worked and toiled very hard to leave behind works and teachings, which will be Oznaim LaTorah, handles to Rabbi Nachman's Torah to enable people to go in deeper. So the main books put by Rav Nosson to open up the Likutei Moran, that isn't just a closed book on Kabbalah and whatever, but a personal guide for survival. His main works that he wrote on it are, number one, the Likutei Etzot, the book advice. Number two, the abridged Likutei Moran, the Kitz Likutei Moran. Number three, the Likutei Tfilot, the prayers. And Achron Chan Chaviv, the Likutei Halachot. This is the 8-volume set of Rav Nosson Likutei Halachot. How they work, just quickly, because again, we'll have a little bit of time. Likutei Etzot, by the way, came out in the year 1840, 4 years before Rav Nosson passed away. It was the first book that Rav Nosson worked to publish after being pursued by enemies against the Breslov movement, and it was terrible, terrible torture they went through, and nothing could be done. The books, just opposite, books were being torn. Breslov books were being torn by other Jews. It was terrible. But in 1840, when the machloket, the strife stopped, the first book Rav Nosson wanted to reprint, even though there were many books to print. Likutei Moran was out of print, other books that were printed were out of print. The first one Rav Nosson wanted out was the book advice. And he was ecstatic. It says in the introduction to Likutei Etzot that Rav Nosson very much wanted the Breslov Hasidim to read the book advice every day. You begin to wonder, what's advice? By people who come to Breslov, normally the book advice, the book, or Likutei Etzot, they read once, and afterwards they put on the bookshelf and they don't touch it ever again. Because the usage is not understood how to use it. It's a nice quick reference guide, but if I already have Likutei Moran accessible and I have Rabbanim giving Shurim, I don't need the Likutei Etzot. It's just like a quick summary of the Likutei Moran. I don't need it. The Likutei Etzot is like a quick reference guide to helping a person navigate on a personal level to find which lesson in Likutei Moran matches me right now in my life. It's arranged in subject format. In other words, topics. There's over 60 topics there in alphabetical order. This thing like Achila, Aleph, Eretz Yisrael, Emuna, Aleph, and it goes to Bet, Gimel. 60 topics. Each paragraph, Rav Nosson rephrases, rewords in his wording, a summary of an idea taken from a lesson in Likutei Moran, but in light of the topic of eating, Emuna, etc. So you have 60 topics there. In my Hitbodedut already, where I know more or less what I have to work on. I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items which are killing me in life, and I really want to work on them in my life. So when I narrow down more with 2, 3, 4 idea topics, I can look in the book advice and then look at the chapters to see which chapter best relates to me, what I'm going through, what I feel to be the cause of the other things that I have to work on in my life. So a person, for example, has anger and haughtiness, and he wants to work on both. So it's suggested to see what he feels is the cause and the result. And going through the paragraphs in that chapter, slowly, one by one, making a note which best relates to what I'm going through. And then, process of elimination. If I see that I'm undecided, I have paragraph number 3 in the chapter of Gaiva, and paragraph number 4 in the chapter of anger, for example, and eating, and this and that. So then, I use now the abridged Likutei Moran, which is a quick summary of the practical points in the Likutei Moran, as a follow-up to use process of elimination to see which lessons now, narrowing it down, are best matching what I want to work on in my life. Again, this is a personal avodah. Rabbi Nachman is a personal Rebbe. This can't necessarily be done as a group. Because as much as you do learning Likutei Moran as a group, it's great, it's powerful, but the personal experience is a personal experience still. that's what's really my personal connection. What I have to work on personally, the other guy doesn't have to work on necessarily the same items. He has different things to work on in life. So on a personal level, this is a great approach. So then, when using the abridged Likutei Moran, I can narrow down to see more which lesson sticks out that connects to me. In the book advice, it's one topic, and how it connects to other ideas in the lesson, Rav Nosson will bring it in one paragraph. In the abridged Likutei Moran, you see the whole outline of the entire lesson with that one point that I was looking for, and I see the outline of the lesson, what is best matching to me. If still I haven't found the lesson, Likutei Tfilot. Likutei Tfilot normally does the job. It's like when going to a doctor and a person is suffering from a pain. So the doctor presses. Does it hurt here? No. Here? Here it hurts. Yes. So too, Likutei Tfilot if now it's the right address, it becomes so sensitive talking about these ideas in prayer format that it begins to move something emotionally, even tears to come out, then I know that I found the right lesson to work with. And then I started working on it. Like we said in the beginning of the class, the more you go over a lesson in the Likutei Mor, the more you touch it, the more you activate the lesson's tikkunim on your life. Things begin to change and take perspective in light of the lesson that you're working on at personal level. Baruch Hashem, now we're in a generation that's not an orphan. Most of the books have been translated into English, even though Likutei Halachot has begun to be translated. So in the main, it's easier for an English-speaking person to connect to the direct Breslov teachings. And more or less, even if there's room for misunderstanding, the more a person goes over them, the more a person davens about them, levels of awareness are opened up, and a person can connect more and more and more. But this, in a nutshell, is a straightforward attitude of how to learn Rabbi Nachman's Likutei Mor on a personal level. And the benefits are phenomenal, in that this gives me a direction in my life. I begin to see everything happen in my life in line, in light of what's written in the lesson of Likutei Mor, and it gives me hope, gives me a meaning to live, and breakthroughs happen in life, breakthroughs in salvation, B'ezrat Hashem. So this in a nutshell is just wanted to give an outline how to use Likutei Mor on a personal level, and why it's a necessity. It's a necessity because we're being hit in life with difficulties which seem way, way above our level, because there exists remedies out there to help us. So we're being squeezed to delve deeper into the Torah. The Torah that the tzaddikim of the generation reveal every generation, we have to delve deeper and deeper. Rabbi Nachman Baruch Hashem left behind a super powerful legacy that till today, 200 years later, it just keeps on growing and growing and growing. Also with the students, but especially also with the teachings left behind that can make a personal connection. Is it Hashem, we should be zoche to have this done on a high level with the coming of Mashiach very soon. Any questions or anything about this approach? Nothing?
Rabbi Mary, you speak every week on Wednesday nights?
Because I'm not a rabbi. Let's be clear. Call me Rabbi Mary. There's a class Wednesday nights in depth in the Likutei Mor. Wednesday nights at 9:45 on Rehov Zonenfeld in Beit Yisrael. There's a Breslov of the basement version on the top floor called the Be'er Sheva. And there, to give a people a sampling, a taste of how to go inside in the Likutei Mor on a deeper level, so it's a sheer aim for that.
Is it recorded?
It's recorded. All the classes are recorded. Oh, yeah. They're posted on SoundCloud.com, free downloads.
SoundCloud? Is
that your site? Or how do you get it? No, SoundCloud. I can explain it. It's a website called SoundCloud for audio recordings.
And audio YouTube.
Yeah, and audio.
It's in English.
Everything's in English. Is that it? All right. Yeah, a question. Yeah. Sorry?
I don't understand exactly. So how do I do the whole set of things? Let's say if I have da'ava, so when I look in the Likutei Mor.
Look, start with the Likutei Itzot.
Okay.
Start the book of Likutei Itzot. I go to paragraph after paragraph. I find which paragraph or it speaks directly to what I need or closest to.
And over there it says where it's from.
After each paragraph in the Likutei Itzot at the end has the source where it's taken from in the Likutei Mor. And the book advice also in English. It'll say Likutei Mor part 1, lesson 14, paragraph 3. So before going into Likutei Mor, which is very deep, you know, to go into Likutei Mor, you have to invest. It's an investment. It's because it's deep, Likutei Mor, I have to make sure I'm committed to the lesson before I go into it.
The Likutei Itzot will show me.
And if in doubt, process of elimination, the Kitzur of the Likutei Mor, which brings all the practical points, including those mentioned in the Likutei Itzot, but it's organized in the numbering system of the lessons of the Likutei Mor. The Likutei Itzot is topics. Kitzur of the Likutei Mor is the actual lesson 1, lesson 2, lesson 3. So before going into the lesson, I want to take a look at the abridged Likutei Mor if this is what I'm looking for. And if it's still in doubt, and I have 2 or 3 lessons I'm unsure of, so I read the correlating prayers in Likutei Tefillot, not read, I say the corresponding prayers in Likutei Tefillot until I find that prayer which best sits with me, connects to me. What? There's also a topic, a general topic in front of Likutei Tefillot, but it's general. As opposed to what's special about Likutei Itzot? There are tons of indexes for Likutei Mor. There's tons of indexes. Likutei Itzot, it's Rav Nosson giving the topics in Likutei Moran, but he's talking here, he's rephrasing. For example, the famous example always brought in Breslov, in lesson 2, Rabbi Nachman says the main weapon of Mashiach is prayer. That's lesson 2 in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson he has the liberty and the permission to change the wording. What does he say? The main weapon of every Jew. He didn't say Mashiach. Rabbi Nachman said Mashiach. All of a sudden, Rabbi Nachman changed the words. How could he do that? Because Rabbi Nachman understood the depth of what Rabbi Nachman is trying to say, and he brings it out. Again, a reminder, for those who don't know, Rabbi Nachman himself, he put his hand down and he said, no one in the world understands me except for Rav Nosson and Rav Naftali Abyssal, a little. Rav Michal Dorfman, if those who remember him, used to say, the little goes only on Rav Naftali. Rav Naftali understood a little bit of Rav Nachman. Rav Nosson understood a lot. What does that mean? My nafkamina? That means I should struggle to figure out and understand and perceive from the perspective of Rav Nosson, how Rav Nosson, his perspective of Rabbi Nachman's teachings, and not necessarily mine. Why? Because if Rabbi Nachman said he understands me better than anybody else, so it's worth investing to see how Rav Nosson explains and brings out Rabbi Nachman. If he said that, Rabbi Nachman put his hand down. He said, he understands me better than everybody else. So why spend my time and going to all kinds of shirim of people from outside giving classes on Likutei Moran, and they're not focusing on the disciple, Rav Nosson, bringing open the Likutei Moran? If Rabbi Nachman himself said, here's the address, Rav Nosson is the address. So that's the case. It's worth investing to see how Rav Nosson explains Rabbi Nachman's teachings. Rav Shmuel Shapira, I always love quoting him because he was a warrior. Rav Shmuel Shapira said, in the Breslev movement, many people came and many people left. Many people couldn't hold on. Those, however, who were super strong to stick with Rav Nosson's writings, they held on. They held on. This is true even in Uman, by the big devotees. There were people who were big Ovdei Hashem. They were up all night in the freezing cold, Ukrainian cold, from midnight till 8 hours until nets. People who were on fire, which is normal for people who are doing tshuva and looking for Avodat Hashem. It's only normal that there's a big push at the beginning. But after the fire cools down, how long do they hold on? And he said, Rav Shmuel Shapira, those who were super, super stuck with holding on to Rav Nosson's teachings, held on. Whereas other people who came to the Breslev movement because of other factors, they didn't hold on necessarily so long. So this gives us guidelines that Rav Nosson, his teachings, his approach is the key. We didn't go into the Likutei Halachot that much, but the Likutei Halachot really brings out the pnimiyut of the lesson of the Likutei Moran. The setup is, the Likutei Moran is like the head, it's the sechel, it's the wisdom, the knowledge of Rabbi Nachman. The Likutei Tfilot is the heart, Avodah Shebalev Zot Tfilah, service of the heart. And the feet to walk with a lesson is Likutei Halachot. Likutei Halachot means to walk. It's a whole structure. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. These three books work together, and when used in symphony, there's indexes to the majority of the Likutei Halachot showing you which lesson they're based on. And you'll see a lot in Rav Nosson's writings in Likutei Halachot. He says, based on lesson 22, Ayin Sham Heitev, look there carefully. When he says that, he means it. He wants you to close the Likutei Halachot. Make sure you're learning it together with the Likutei Moran. Then you get much more out of the Likutei Halachot, what he's writing. That's why, again, they say, Rabbi Nachman says, to have two sedarim. We're passing the time. It's okay?
One more.
One more minute.
You have till 1 o'clock.
Until one, not till quarter to. Oh, okay. No. I thought we were timed every time. Okay, fine. I forgot the last thing I mentioned. Okay. So Rabbi Nachman, he said to have two sedarim in the Likutei Moran. Right? We said one general for just getting aware of the ideas and you know them off by heart, and one in depth. And they say in Breslev it's good to have also two sedarim in all the books of Rav Nosson also. Two sedarim in Likutei Tfilot. It's a lot of work. Two sedarim in Likutei Halachot. What are the two? The main one that we're talking about is the one that you're going with. When you're working at the Likutei Halachot to the lens of a lesson in the Likutei Moran, it literally opens up to you. It's phenomenal. Already Likutei Halachot is unbelievable. When you learn it also from cover to cover. But when you find the lesson and you connect to it, it's phenomenal. Rabbi Nachman in Chaim Moran hints at this also. There's a lot in Chaim Moran, by the way. Chaim Moran, Tzaddik, is a very deep, deep book. And it's a book where you can get deep connections to Rabbi Nachman's Hashkafa. He says there, Rabbi Nachman, that if the world were to taste one of my Torahs with its corresponding nigun, song, and corresponding dance, the whole world will be nullified. I mean the whole world, even the birds and the trees and the grasses, the whole world will be nullified. And Rabbi Nachman there goes in to explain how music works together with dance and with song, how it works together, like with the words, the song and the dance, how someone who's expert in the science, the art of music and of dance, and how you can make it that it matches, it's such a beauty that comes out. So there's a hint here to what we're talking about. If people were to taste a Torah and the Likutei Moran with its corresponding nigun, we know there's 10 types of song, nigun. One is a tefillah, a hint, two Likutei Tefillot. In other words, the corresponding lesson with the corresponding prayer in the Likutei Tefillot. And then with the corresponding dance, the dances with the feet, corresponding to the legs, Likutei Halachot. If the world were to taste this combination of learning Likutei Moran together with the Likutei Tefillot and the Likutei Halachot, the feeling is unbelievable. Not just a high, a spiritual high, but it gives you direction in life. It gives you phenomenal direction. And it's endless. It's endless. The depth you can go with this, it just goes on and on and on. Each person according to their level. According to their level. But there's depth in these books. And when used the maximum, a person can really advance in life. Can really advance and not be stuck. And to see major, major changes as he's going on. Visit the shop. Another point to mention, since we have more time, I thought we're limited, sorry, is that a person may want to work on an item. For example, a person overweight. I'm talking about myself, okay? Person overweight, and he wants to work on achila. Okay, Rabbi Nachman, I need help on eating. I need help on eating holiness and everything. And he's working years and years, davening years and years and years on eating. And he could be also going with Likutei Moran for years and years and years. I want to work on this item. I want to work on it. And each lesson that talks about eating has a different approach, how to work, how to attack the idea of eating, let's say. And I don't see changes. I don't see changes in my eating. What do you want? It's been years. Let's face it. Let's be open. It's not moving. It's not moving in life. What's going on here? I don't see the changes. How we are in our working, there's endless levels. In other words, it's like an onion. An onion has tons of rings. I can see sometimes the black dots infected inside the onion. But to get to it, I have to peel many, many layers until I get to that where that black part is to get it out. I want to get to it, but before I get to it, I have to peel tons of layers until I get to that part which needs to be worked on. So too, in Avodat Hashem, which is everything in life, trying to work on one's midot and everything, I want to work on an item, but it takes time still. Why? Because I have other items to work on first, which I don't know that are prerequisites to get to this item. Once these items in my life are more or less figured out, then boom, it falls automatically, instantly, what I have to work on in life. So I'm working, for example, on a simple level, I want to work on eating. Eating, it's killing me. My whole life is down because of the eating. And I'm working on different lessons, and I'm waiting new ways of salvation. There's other items that have to be dealt with first until I can get to it. To feel the layers of the onion, I'm looking here. And Rabbi Nachman says, no, you're looking here, but I'm trying to show you have to look here. To go a bit deeper, if we can, in the introduction to Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson's introduction to explaining how the Likutei Moran, which by the way is a very important introduction to read. So if someone wants to enter the world of Rabbi Nachman's Likutei Moran, in the introduction there, he brings down what Rabbi Nachman said before he passed away, the day after Yom Kippur, 1810, in Uman, after Rabbi Nachman passed away, he started to speak about the greatness of his teachings. And he said, my teachings have great depth. Amkut gadol, he said. And he began to give an analogy, Rabbi Nachman, of like entering a palace, and you enter one room, and you're just amazed by the beauty of the room, just fascinated how beautiful the room is, only to discover there's a door leading to another room. And you go to the next room, you're amazed, and you see how the first room is connected to the second room in such beauty and splendor, and just amazed how one room is connected to the next, and he makes a side point there, that each room also has windows and there's stairs, aliyot, and he says, chalonot uptachim, windows and doors. And then Rav Nosson goes in to explain a little bit of how of the idea there, that Rabbi Nachman, how he works in the Likutei Moran, he mentions an idea, and then he brings a proof, he brings a pasuk, an idea, in the Likutei Moran supporting his idea. Then he brings a second idea, and he brings up another verse or a source showing where this idea is from the Torah, and then he connects idea one to idea two. This is a bit deep, but it's worth just to hear this point. So idea one is connected to the idea two. I'm just amazed already with the first idea, and how he dressed it up in a pasuk, in a verse, or in a chazal, a zohar, or a midrash, or a gemara, and then he just goes on, he brings another idea, and then he connects them. So Rav Nosson brings this analogy of how Rav Nachman works in the Pirkei Avot, connecting A to B, B to C, C to D, and then he connects D all the way to A. It's a whole structure. But what he doesn't mention there is about the windows. What's a window? What's a window? You go into a room, there's a door. Rav Nachman opens the door for you. He connects one idea to the next one. So you see how you have a direction in how to pursue the lesson. But what's a window? In Rabbi Nachman's lifetime, Rav Nosson writes that he could not say everything explicitly. There's some things that he could only hint with a gesture of the hand, with a motion, or with just a hint, like a movement of the head. There were some ideas that in his lifetime he could not reveal openly and explicitly. Rav Nosson gave the reason there why. So because the Yetzirah would not allow for him to reveal openly these ideas, which are a major breakthrough in salvation for people to hear. So Rabbi Nachman had no choice but to reveal it in hint format. But the person on his own, on his initiative, depending how determined he is, he could figure out the hints. That was in his lifetime. Today, Rabbi Nachman is not around. What are the hints? The hints are found in the Likutei Moran. In Likutei Moran, there's the pshat, where Rabbi Nachman, like he said, he's leading us into one room to the next. He's explaining how one idea is connected to another idea. And I follow the pshat of the lesson. When following this, when you look at outside, you go step back for a second, you see the outline, you begin to see new points connected to the lesson, but he did not mention explicitly. How about this point? How about that? It's not talked about in the lesson. These are hints, the side, the windows, that I see there's another concept. I don't have to find a way how to get into it, but I know it exists. There's a hidden idea. So too, those who merit, it's a zchut, to learn the Likutei Moran in such a depth, we begin to pick up the hints that Rabbi Nachman is trying to tell you on the side that does not mention explicitly in the lesson. There, believe it or not, is the main key for the salvation, to get through the window, to find a way to get around, to get to that room, to get to that idea. That's where normally the person's salvation lies, in opening levels of wisdom. Wisdom for salvation, the idea, is hinted to in a story, an amazing story that happened maybe 60, 70 years ago. It was a time when many people in the religious community in Yerushalayim were falling left and right. The Zionist government started. Many people, unfortunately, were drawn to the Lehi and the groups that were, they dropped their Yiddishkeit for that. There were people who grew up in Yerushalayim, for example, Mea Shearim, whatever, or in the old city, and they were just tossed off this wave of now we have to fight for our country and everything, and we have to do and everything, and at the expense of their Yiddishkeit. Many were like that. And even in the Breslover families, there was one boy who got swept away. He wanted to have a gun, he wanted to be a soldier, he wanted to fight. And by miracle, he kept on his beard, he kept on his payas, he kept on his bekesh, whatever he kept on. And after being 2 months in the camps, and there it was mixed, there was boys and girls together, whatever, the soldiers, whatever, fighting. He came back and he was so broken. He was extremely broken for what he saw, for what he may have done. He didn't say what he did, but we can imagine what happened. And he was really, really shaken. And they saw in him that he really wanted to do a tshuva. They saw that he was up all night in the Breslov shul back in Mea Shearim there. He was up all night just saying the book of Tehillim and crying and crying and crying. And you saw that he was really sincere. He wanted to come back. He wanted to come back home. So there was a Breslover. His name was Rav Yonah Leibel. He said to him like this, stay here. Stay here. Stay amongst the Breslover Chassidim. Listen to the Shirim. And wait and wait until you hear that piece of salvation. That information. When you hear that idea, that will be your salvation for the rest of your life. Just wait and wait and wait until you hear that one word that will go in and do the job. And Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, he quotes, he's the one who told the story over, to say that's how it is. That the salvation of a person comes behesach dat. It comes when you're not where you're not looking. It comes specifically in the area in life that you're not looking. That's where the salvation comes from. Like it says, well, Mashiach will come behesach dat, where no one's paying attention. The area from where no one is looking, that's where Mashiach will come. So, too, on a personal level, a person's personal salvation comes specifically from the area where it's not looked at, and therefore it has to be just kept in mind. That's how it works. That sometimes the simple word will change. So too now, by the Likutei Moran, the ideas which are not mentioned explicitly, but in hint format, if now picked up and connected to, that is where B'zat Hashem, the main salvation is, and a person got the message, and it changes his life on a deep level. That's just to show a little bit about, if you want to call it, the secrets of wrestling, that there's points there that a person gets on a personal level, it sinks in, it stays in, sorry, and it does the job. Alright, Shkoyach, that was just a nutshell ideas here. And it's going to be smooth. Is it the Shema? I hope we get out with just a practical application. That's the main thing. Alright.
Thank you very much. Thank you.